State Dance coverage on Q92 brought to you in part by Ag Plus Cooperative, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, the Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Erickson Chevrolet in Dawson, United Prairie Bank, Madison, Lathrop Farmers Mutual Insurance, T&D Barnwood Rustics, Dawson, Midwest Bank in Dawson, Sowearable Designs in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, Zarbach Funeral Home in Madison, Steve Haas and Seth Haas, your Golden Harvest Seed Dealers, Heartland Eye Clinic, and the Western Guard Newspaper.
Now let's head down to the Target Center. Here's Paul Ramo.
Thanks a lot, Maynard. Yeah, State Dance. Paul Ramo, Ken Fransky, Grace Johnson here at Target Center, downtown Minneapolis this morning to cover State Dance again, Ken and Grace.
Yes, so excited.
Are you excited, Ken?
It feels so good, Paul, for three reasons. One, most importantly, the Shadows are back in the state tournament. Number two, Paul, you're back at the state tournament after taking a little hiatus last year. And we're back at Target Center where we're supposed to be versus it being outsourced last year for class single A at Edina High School. So it looks better and it feels better. I don't think I could be more excited.
And this year we're joining Ken with Grace Johnson here with us. Grace, of course, danced for the Shadows. What, for 6 years, Grace?
Yes, 6 years on varsity jazz and high kick.
So this is a really different for you this year coming to Target Center.
It is, especially after last year, too, my senior year not being able to dance here at the Target Center.
Oh, that's right.
Yes, walking in, I was a little emotional. It feels good to be back.
Yep. Yeah, that has to be different, a lot different for you, Grace, that's for sure.
Yes.
I know we came in together to get our media passes, and you know, that you're not used to getting a media pass and hanging out with me
today.
She's went from one celebrity status of a state champion dancer to a state champion media broadcaster today. So.
Well, they just opened the doors here at Target Center, and we are in a different broadcast position than we have been in years past. Usually I'm on the floor, which I really like, but this year they have us up in the the concourse area, behind the Lacapra Valley Dawson Boyd fans. So it's something different for us too to be broadcasting. New to you, Grace?
Yes.
So it's going to be fun. A lot of Lacapra Valley Dawson Boyd fans coming in now, and they're taking up this whole section 130. It looks like.
Yes, we got Lacapra Valley fans right in front of us, and then above them are Montevideo, and then right to the left of us we have YME too. So section 3A right now. Nice little bundle.
Gonna get good and loud.
And who do we have right above us here in the third deck here at Target Center? Who do we have above us?
We have our Lacapra Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows above us, right above us.
Yep, and they're looking over the end balcony part there, looking right down on us, and they're excited, aren't they?
Yes, we talked to Coach Sarah a little bit during mark times, and she says they're ready. They're pumped.
That's right. Of course, today is just jazz. High kick is tomorrow. We'll be back here tomorrow at Target Center for high kick. But we're going to focus on jazz today. And the national anthem will start about 20 after 11 this morning. And then the qualifying competition for Class A will run from 11:30 to 1 o'clock. Then at 1:15, Grace, why don't you tell us what they're going to do at 1:15?
1:15, all the teams will come back out, and they will be announcing the finalists for Class A Jazz.
And how many teams are there in Class A Jazz?
There will be 12 teams competing in prelims, and then 6 teams will advance on to the finals tonight at 5:30.
So at 1:15 this afternoon, they're going to bring all 12 teams on the floor after they perform jazz.
Yep.
Then they're going to pick 6 to dance later this afternoon.
Yes.
Simple, right?
It is simple, Paul. Yep, and in class single A, if my notes are correct, there's 57 what I'll call school or dance co-ops in class single A. So they maybe all don't have a jazz team. They maybe have a kick team. But for jazz today, let's just say it's around 50 total across the state in class A. We've got the best of the top 12, I guess. But we'll talk a little bit more about how Section 3A is so tough, and maybe one of the best teams in our section didn't quite make it the way each section gets 2 to 3 to 4 teams on an annual basis.
Correct. The atmosphere here is electric. The Yellow Menacee Silhouette fans are to the left in the next section over from the Lacapra Valley Dawson Boyd fans. Where's the Montevideo fans, Grace?
They're right below us, above Lacapra fans, right here in the
field. Oh, yeah, right in front of us.
Yep.
Okay, the Montevideo Gold Duster fans, they're They're closer to us than the Lock Ball. Dawson, boy, there they are. They heard me say Gold Dust.
Yeah. The pink wave is moving in. We got pink hats, pink T-shirts. Looks good.
Yeah. Yeah, the fans are right below us. They can hear us talking, and some Montevideo moms heard me say Gold Dusters, and they gave me the thumbs up.
That's when Grace and I are supposed to yell Go Shadows, maybe.
Well, I'm waiting for the Section 3A chant from the Montevideo fans, the YME fans, and the Rockefeller Valley Dawson Boyd fans. That's always cool here at the Target Center, isn't it?
Yes, we have Monty, Lockapal, and YME from Section 3A. They'll all be here tomorrow, too. Both, all three teams advanced in jazz and high kicks. That'll be fun.
Okay. Well, let's talk about jazz. I don't know if you got the 12 girls dancing jazz, Grace. Do you know who they all are? And Ken, you've got numbers. Ken's a number guy, and he does fantastic doing his homework. Both of Grace and Ken do. And so, well, let's talk about jazz a little bit.
Yeah, we got 10 dancers dancing jazz this year. Kind of like Kick, it is a younger team. We have a few freshmen and then a good chunk of juniors and seniors on jazz as well. We have Annika Fernholz, a junior, Isabella Jelly, a sophomore, Isabella Jacobs, a junior, Peyton Moe, a junior, Hannah Oy, a freshman, Riley Sawatsky, a senior, Atiana Specht, a sophomore, Emily Torsenson, a junior, Eddie Tufto, a freshman, and Grace Bostic, a sophomore, dancing today.
Okay, so there's 10 girls that'll do jazz.
Yes.
And what are they dancing to, or what's their routine, Grace, or their song title?
This year they are dancing to a song called Iris by the Goo Goo Dolls. It's more of a lyrical, emotional song. And I think that's, they've really brought it to the table this year with, showing their emotion. And we talked about last week, too. Last year it was difficult with the masks, not being able to see the emotion. And that plays a huge role in dance. So this year with that off, and especially with the theme and the song that they're dancing to, it plays a huge role. And I've loved being able to see their emotions all year long.
Yep. We talked about that with Carly Wager, the coach, last week. That the jazz thing, they want you to cry. And then they did a good job of that in Montevideo last Saturday, didn't they?
They did. It was the first time I had seen it live, Paul, and it's just a beautiful, beautiful routine. And yeah, I mean, it makes you cry because it's beautiful, number one. It makes you cry because they do it so well,
yep.
Also. So just was fun to see it live at Sections last week.
All right, Ken, let's, for you technical people, Ken's got some stats for us, and we'll turn it to you for numbers and how it looks for the Lock Shadows jazz team.
Yeah, I think we'll go from the high level to funnel it down a little bit, but we have four sections in class single A dance, and we're in Section 3, as all the listeners back home are aware, so we had three teams qualify out of Section 3A. 4A had three teams qualify as well. Section 2A actually benefited, I think, from size, number of jazz and or kick teams,
okay.
And they actually got to qualify four teams, and that means, unfortunately, Section 1A only qualifies two teams. So we have 12 teams total, but it's not 3, 3, 3, and 3.
Right.
We've had that a number of years ago, Grace. We actually qualified four out of Section 3A when our numbers were a little bit higher with a few more schools in our section. So a little bit different than equal distribution. That's according to the high school league and how things get adjusted. But, it's interesting when you look at the average section scores from the last 2 weeks, last Saturday and the Saturday before that are when section dance occurred. And, this is just how competitive our Section 3A. So we qualified three teams, Black Power Valley, Dawson Boyd Shadows, YME, and Montevideo. But Bold was so close. They have the 13th best section score in Class A jazz. And unfortunately, they don't
get the whole state.
Through the whole state,
yep.
And section scores on the average of the judges, and they don't get to come to the state tournament, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
But that's how close it was, and they were three average score points behind Montevideo. So our section once again was extremely competitive. And watching through, and Grace shared some of that last week. YME and our Shadows were split 2-2 in head to head competitions. They were both at. We won the tiebreaker last week, Grace, for Jazz, right? Or was that Kick that was 2-2? Two wins for YME, two wins for Shadows.
I believe it was both. So we broke it, and so did YME. For both.
So we're still tied all the way around for Jazz and Kick. But when I look at the average section scores, Paul and Grace, and for our listeners, across what occurred the last 2 weeks, it looks like there's a three team race at the very, very top. Not that, you know, the other nine teams can't, you know, dance their best and, mm-hmm. and look outstanding, but, you know, our Shadows and YME in Section 3A are right there along with St. Cloud Cathedral, who was in 2A last year, the class okay. above us, and they're no stranger to the state
right.
Competition level either, coming to state dance. And I think they finished maybe fifth or sixth in Jazz last year, if I remember looking it up right. So very, very competitive. But, you know, Montevideo Dance as well, they're going to be in that hunt to make the final six cut, and they potentially are going to be in the hunt to make the, you know, the final three at the end of the evening today. Mm-hmm. So it looks very competitive again.
All right. And who are the teams in Jazz? The 12 teams. Do we have that in front of us here?
Yes. Competing today in order of performance, we have Zimbrota Mazeppa, Frazee, Pack Charter, Yellow Medicine East, Crosby Ironton, Cannon Falls, Providence Academy, Lacabarro Valley, Dawson Boyd, Minnewaska, St. Cloud Cathedral, Holdingford, and Montevideo.
All right, so there's your 12th team. Look at you guys with your homework. you pull it out, and you know what you're doing, and Paul's just got the lineup here, basically. What's happening today? So I'm impressed with you two.
Well, you know, it's not our first rodeo, Paul.
Well, it's not our first rodeo.
Yeah.
Grace's first broadcast rodeo.
Yeah, a little different rodeo.
Yeah. The thing is, Paul, I think she has more of it memorized, and I've got 52 sheets of paper I'm scattered around. I try not to forget anything that's really important for everybody.
I guess one thing we haven't mentioned is that the Jazz team for the Shadows, they're three-time defending state champions.
Absolutely.
And how did we forget that? Well, we didn't forget it. We just hadn't mentioned it. So, and Grace, you were on all those teams. Do you remember the Jazz routines the last 3 years?
I think if you put the music on for me, I could do it.
Cue the music, Paul.
Yeah.
Peter, cue the music.
You remember the themes at all? Or?
Yeah, so our first state championship took place back in 2019 here at the Target Center, and that was like a jungle theme. We had nude and black long pants,
okay.
These uniforms, like a jungle theme. The year after that, 2020, was our second state championship, and that was the year we danced to the Dixie Chicks, Not Ready to Make Nice, orange and white uniforms. And then last year, our third state championship, of course, at Edina High School, we danced to, oh, geez, now I'm blanking
yep.
what we danced to. But we had blue uniforms.
Fleetwood
and
Mac.
Fleetwood Mac, yes, thank you. Go your own way. There you go. Yeah, so we did a mix of that last year. So those are our three state championships so far.
All right, and that's in Jazz. And, of course, they did the same thing in High Kick.
And yes.
And we'll talk about High Kick tomorrow, but we're focusing on Jazz today here at the Target Center. If you're just tuning in to Q92, Paul Ramo, Ken Fraske, Grace Johnson here in the second level for a broadcast booth here overlooking Target Center floor here. The Lacabarro Valley Dawson Boyd fans are sitting right in front of us in Section 130. The Montevideo fans right behind the Shadow fans, and the silhouettes are to the left. So Section 3, look at the crowd here. For Section 3, just Section 3. That's amazing, isn't it?
Well, yes.
You know, Paul, this is an awesome view because last year we were limited on fans that could actually be at the state tournament. I think we had like 150 or 200 tickets per school or mm-hmm. something like that. So,
and you were at Edina High School.
Edina, yep.
Yep. So, you know, that crowd, Paul, you know, a lot of times for our Shadow fans is smaller than going to a competition, say, in mm-hmm. Cambie or our one in Dawson or
right.
YME. So this looks just so much more fulfilling to me.
Yep, for sure. We're about ready to get started here in a few minutes. What we're going to do as far as radio-wise, we'll wrap it up here, and then the competition will begin, and the music will be so loud. I'm not sure if we'll be able to be on the air while the Shadows are performing or not, but we'll try. And then at 1:15, you want to tune back in to Q92 at 1:15 because that's when they're going to announce the finalists in Class A that will dance at 5:30 this afternoon. They'll pick six teams at 1:15 this afternoon. We'll be on the air from 1 to 1:30 here from the Target Center. So it'll be a fun time.
It's going to be a fast afternoon. Then we can catch our breath when the AA and AAA dance later on until we come back for the finals, like Paul said, at about 5:30.
Grace, what, Grace has been waving to everybody. Your arm getting tired of waving?
Yeah.
It's amazing how many alumni show up for this.
Oh, absolutely. This year we had a few extra tickets in our reserve seating for Jazz and Kick. So I think there's about 11 or 12 of us that got tickets that are sitting down at the bottom.
How many tickets is a family allowed? How does that work? I don't even know how that works.
I think previous years it had been two or four per dancer, typically.
Okay.
Last year was probably two. Maybe now this year, Grace, mm-hmm. did maybe jump back to four?
Well, first dibs go to the Jazz dancers and their families, obviously, and it'll be the same for tomorrow with the Kick dancers. So they get just to pick how many tickets they want, and then after that, it's kind of just...
Yep. You know, Paul, one thing I noticed, that those extra tickets that went to alumni, the alumni girls from, it looks like mostly the last 2 years, Grace, they're very good at speed and agility and working their hips and kicks, and they piled in the front two rows right up against the Target Center floor. So I think that's going to be a big energy advantage for our Shadows, for Jazz today, having those alumni girls screaming at them and cheering at them right off the corner of the court, basically.
And Grace is going to go down there and join them, right?
Yes, they saved me a seat, luckily, so I'll get to sneak down there when they dance.
Let's talk about the other Section 3 teams here, Yellow Medicine East Silhouettes and Jazz. Grace, you have the roster there?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Go ahead.
I'm representing Section 3A. We have the Montevideo Gold Dusters, coaches Amanda Macheski, Amanda Blum, Mackenzie Vinilante, Aaron Smines, and Autumn Boozman. Captains are Amory Ahrens, Ella Mills, and Cynthia Villarreal. The Dusters placed third at Section 3A last weekend in Jazz. And their roster includes Amory Ahrens, Abby Augustin, Jocelyn Bauman, Maddie Kling, Megan Macheski, Ella Mills, Maren Nelson, Aubrey Norman, April Relke, Cynthia Villarreal, Brenna Winters, and Shaylee Ziedler.
Okay, and the Silhouettes, their Jazz title is Rise Up.
Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And what are the Thunderhawks? The Thunderhawks.
The Gold Dusters, they're dancing.
Gold Dusters, I'm sorry. I call them the Thunderhawks.
Well, it's the same school, but dance girls get a different mascot called than other teams.
Right. So, so the best of luck to the Section 3A teams, right? Did we cover everything, Grace, there?
We didn't go over the Silhouettes.
Yeah, go ahead. Yep.
For YME, they placed second in Jazz last weekend in Section 3A. We have coaches Julie Janish, Chris Nerdoff, Ashley Balthany, Chelsea Torkey, and Emily LeBlanc. Captains are Lily Janish, Jenna Weir, Riley Enstead, Brooke Meyer, and Kayla Nordon. Like I said, they played second last weekend in Section 3A, and their roster is Cara Baker, Riley Enstead, Lauren Fagan, Riley Haar, Brianna Hempel, Macy Irvine, Lily Janish, Kylie Nolenberg, Caitlin Lepke, Brooke Meyer, Kendall Meyer, Kayla Nordon, and Jolly Pulan, Sanjana Pulan, Nicole Rillo, Kiara Sackery, Riley Strike, Jenna Weir, and Ava Willening.
All right. All right. Thanks a lot, Grace and Ken, and bringing the teams on the floor here.
Team captains are coming out with the coach, it looks like,
right.
Announced. Yep. And just for our listeners back home, we're going to get started here shortly, officially at about 11:30. But YME from our section will dance in the fourth slot at 11:51. Our Lackawanna Valley Dawson Boys Shadows will dance in the eighth slot at 12:19. And actually, Montevideo will round out the 12-team competition at 12:47.
All right. And here comes Lackawanna Valley Dawson Boys captains, the Jazz captains, along with Coach Wager. And who's worked on the Jazz team this year?
What's that?
The coaches for the Jazz.
Captains. Coaches, we have Carly Wager, coaches Sarah Norman, and then our captains are Emily Torsenson, Haley Coyle, and Riley Sawatsky.
All right, and they're standing right in the middle of Target Center.
Yes, they're bringing them out in reverse order, so we're right in the middle.
Okay. So are you excited? Are we excited?
Absolutely. Start the music. Let's get this thing going. It can't happen quick enough because it's so much fun. You've never been to the state tournament, and you're pondering coming. You probably can't make it today for the prelims, but you can still make it for the Jazz finals. And if you can't get off work or call in sick quick for the afternoon, plan to come down to Target Center tomorrow for the Kick competition.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of fun, and I've heard from a lot of people, even outside of the dance community, say it's a lot of fun to watch. Even it's just so different from any other sport that we have in the high school league. So it's definitely a fun weekend.
Yep. Absolutely. And Grace, your feelings as you see your friends on the floor there?
Oh, gosh, I could cry just looking at them. I'm so proud of them. And after last year not being able to be here, just seeing them on that floor, it's amazing. And then I also see my aunt down there, and that's so awesome.
Julie?
Yes, Julie was behind me right there. Yep.
Just saw I see them right in the front.
Yep.
Okay. And they're captains of the Jazz team, too, and are out there, it looks like?
Yes, I think most of they dance pretty close to the top.
Okay.
So they only sent out two of their captains, just so those other girls could get ready.
Okay. Montevideo Gold Dusters coming out as well. And so it's going to be fun. Sorry, I didn't mean to make you cry, Grace. All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to let them perform here. And we'll be back on the air at 1 o'clock this afternoon from 1 to 1:30. We'll announce, they'll announce the finalists to who's going to dance later this afternoon. So with that, we'll turn it back to you at the studios, Maynard.
Our state dance coverage from the Target Center brought to you in part by Ag Processing Incorporated in Dawson, Johnson Memorial Health Services Dawson, United Prairie Insurance Agency in Madison, Ludvigson Tiling, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Lackparl Mutual Insurance, Madison Dental Clinic, Pierce and Dawson, Boris Crop Insurance, Appleton Area Health, Lee Motor Company, Jenny O Turkey Store, Heather Nursery, Great Plains Natural Gas Company, B. Johnson Electric, Luke Oy and Aaron Tasto at Ridgeview Seeds, your local Beck Seed Dealers. Q92's coverage of state dance competition from the Target Center with Paul Ramo brought to you in part by Swenson, Nelson, and Stilts Attorneys, Olson Sanitation, Prairie Sun Bank, Appleton, Milan, and Marietta, Greg Thole Electric in Madison, Lackparl Valley High School, Wager Chiropractic, Pioneer Seeds, Dean Martinson, Madison Bottling Company, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Livestock Systems in Dawson, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Madison and Ortonville, Haugen Insurance Agency, Warren Trigestead, Pioneer Seeds, and CCM Health in Montevideo.